This show is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Gentlemen, welcome to America's Auto Enthusiast Program. This is Auto World. And now, here's your host, Bob Long.
I want to thank you very much for joining me here today on Auto World. If it's your first time, welcome. If you're a longtime listener, we thank you so much for your patronage over the years and for hanging with us. We always have fun each and every weekend at this very same time on this very same radio station, and so appreciate all of the listeners and all of the great radio stations that have been broadcasting this show for many, many years. In this hour of the broadcast, we're going to be talking about driving skills, and in particular about driving and teenagers. We'll be joined by the director of Driving Skills for Life, who's going to be telling us some fascinating facts and some great tips. Also coming up a little later on in this hour, Don Jones, the old car guy, is going to be giving us a little history lesson on one of the more remarkable vehicles of the 20th century, and that was Preston Tucker's vehicle, the Tucker Automobile. Never quite saw production. They only made a little less than 50, and it's a fascinating story. Matter of fact, it was made into a major motion picture a number of years ago. Coming up in hour number two of the broadcast, heard on many of these Auto World affiliate stations, we're going to pop open the hood and welcome ASC certified mechanic Mark Evans to take your calls of the mechanical sort. Also coming up in hour number three on many of these Auto World affiliate stations, we'll be joined by Phil Skinner, the collector car market editor for the Kelley Blue Book. And we're going to talk about classic cars, the sales so far here in 2014, look ahead to some major events coming up, and of course, take your telephone calls and emails with a free estimate of value. If you've got a rare car, antique car, cool car, we'd love to hear from you. Telephone-wise, here's the number, 855-660-4261, or via the email, it's bob@boblongradio.com, bob@autoworldradio.com. Joining us right now, it's my pleasure to welcome Jim Graham, who is the director of Driving Skills for Life. Jim, welcome to Auto World. We thank you very much for joining us here today.
Well, Bob, thanks for having me.
Well, let's begin by telling folks that we're coming off the heels of the National Teen Driver Safety Week, and certainly this is so important, this campaign, this every year you guys put this together. This last year's campaign, the 2014, which just computed, was called the Five to Drive Campaign. Teens and automobiles, teens and vehicles can be a very dangerous combination.
Well, that's correct, and a lot of people don't realize that, and a lot of parents get very concerned when their teens get close to driving age. And, you know, the sad reality is that the leading cause of death of teenagers is vehicle crashes. Now, there has been great improvement over the last 10 years, and Ford Driving Skills for Life has been around now in our 11th year, and we've seen a lot of it, and there's a lot of good things going on, but there's still a lot of issues out there that parents and teens need to be aware of. And I think one of the big issues is that they really need to focus on the task at hand and avoid the distracted driving thing that we tend to see both for teens and adults. And parents need to really set good examples with their teens.
So true, and you're absolutely right. I mean, distracted driving has become a big problem for teens and certainly for a number of adults as well. So if you're driving along and texting with your teen in the back seat, it's not a good example. Should not be doing that. Let's talk about some of the other key elements. Let's talk about the use of alcohol in teens. I can imagine this continues to be a significant problem.
It does. According to MAD, which is, you know, the group that monitors alcohol, about 25% of teens acknowledge that they've used it at one time or another. So keep in mind, they're not only underage, they're using it while they're driving. So that's something that we look at in our exercises we do. We do hands-on programs around the country and web-based stuff, and we'll actually put them in the drunk driving goggles. We'll put a special impaired driving suit on them, and we'll work with police officers to show them what happens, basically, when they're drunk, if they're driving a car. We'll put them in the car, and we'll show them, and we'll let them do it without it, and then we'll let them do it with the drunk driving goggles or their suit. And we show them, and then we have police officers talk to them about the ramifications of it. So we try to take a light-handed approach to it, but, you know, drinking is something they clearly shouldn't be doing. They're not even of the legal age, let alone drinking and driving.
Oh, that is so true, Jim. And I'm curious as to the reaction of the teens after wearing those goggles and wearing the suit and doing some driving activities. Are the teens generally surprised?
Yes, I think they are, because the goggles and the suit, you know, we want to make sure we err on the side of making them, you know, at least look, feel a little bit more intoxicated, just to give them example, even though hopefully they've never been in that situation. But, yeah, I think they are. I mean, and for example, the suit puts different weights on different parts of your body, and we have a police officer have them walk the line, and it simulates what would happen if, you know, you're intoxicated and, you know, you can't really keep a good balance. And they really enjoy doing the exercise, and I really do think they learn a lot, because we get police officers are very good at working with young people. And, you know, I really think that one resonates home, and it's one of the ones they really prefer to do. Hopefully many of them have not had that experience, but you just never know.
Let's talk about seatbelts and teens. This one surprised me. You guys have come up with some very interesting information about teens and the usage of seatbelts. Tell us more.
Well, actually, the numbers show that about 16% of teens, and pretty similar number to adults, still do not buckle up. And that's really surprising, because it's the most simplest thing to do is to buckle up. So the government itself has made an effort to go after three major things they call it, booze, buckle up, and just people that just are generally dysfunctional when it comes to driving. But, mm-hmm. You know, buckling up is just something you have to do, because if you're in a crash, you know, you either become a missile inside the car or you get ejected. And either outcome is not good. And so there's some efforts among the automakers and others to come back with the seatbelt that automatically come on. We have something called MyKey, which mm-hmm. is standard on all Ford vehicles, that will not allow the radio to come on until the teens are buckled up. So there's a lot of things out there, but it's a very simple thing, and it's one of the easiest things you can do to save a life is to buckle up.
So true. And when you look at the statistics of the number of young passengers killed in 2012, more than half, 55%, were unbuckled. So that shows you that you have so much of a better chance, if God forbid you're in an accident, being buckled rather than not.
Well, that's exactly right. And that number astounded me when I first saw it. But we just formed a partnership with a gentleman who lost his daughter in a case like that. And he's 100% certain in his mind that if she was buckled up, she would have been fine. The capsule of the truck was fine. The rest of it wasn't. And it was just, it tumbled over. And, you know, the seatbelt would keep you in. And, you know, I guess teens just, they, you know, they just don't think about it. And there's a lot of adults that don't think about it. But, mm-hmm. you know, I just tell, you know, if people say, give me a couple quick pieces of advice, is one is buckle up. And the second one is slow down, because speed's a huge issue, too, not only with teens, but with adults.
Oh, so true. No question about it. Let's talk about speeding. In 2012, taking a look at some of the facts that you've supplied me, speeding was a factor in almost half, 48% of the crashes that killed 15 to 20-year-old drivers. Now, speed can be intoxicating. There's an allure to speed. But the thing that these young drivers don't realize is, if you're driving at a much faster rate, you need to have a lot of experience under your belt. And we'll talk about more about speeding for teens and speeding for adults as well, and how it translates into not so good stuff. This is Auto World.
Chances are you'll find somewhere on your road tonight. Seems I always end up driving by.
You're
listening to GCN, proudly sponsored by UnseenNow.com. Lock down your digital life at UnseenNow.com. This is GCN.
Congratulations. You now own the car of your dreams. Who will you trust, though, to bring your new baby home? Reliable Carriers. The country's largest enclosed auto transport company will load, ship, and deliver your car anywhere in North America. Your car will be handled with care by our unparalleled staff of professionals. GPS tracking, the nation's largest fleet, 24-hour service, and $5 million of insurance on every load means you can relax knowing your car is in excellent hands. From collector and classic cars to daily drivers, Reliable is the name to trust to get your where it needs to go, safely and on time. Visit ReliableCarriers.com to learn more and request a quote. Reliable Carriers. Vehicles taken seriously.
Quantitative easing, unemployment at depression levels, Europe financial system falling apart, China getting out of U.S. treasuries. At the end of 2008, the time of TARP, the national debt was at $11 trillion, gold trading around $850 per ounce. Close to 2012, the national debt exceeded $16.4 trillion, gold doubled to $1,600 per ounce. The $20 trillion threshold for the national debt is inevitable. Politicians in Washington have a ferocious appetite for spending and stimulus. What's worse, a printing press to finance. 100 years ago, we had a gold standard to limit this madness, but now you have to adopt your own gold standard. Don't be fooled with paper promises. Get Midas Resources 10 Reasons to Buy Gold free by calling 800-686-2237. Understanding the gold and silver market may be the only insurance you could have to avoiding the next economic crisis. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order your free copy. Again, that's 800-686-2237.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.
Hey, it's Billy F. Gibbons from ZZ Top, and you're listening right here to Auto World.
We thank you so much. Our telephone number, 855-660-4261. Jim Graham is with us, Director of Driving Skills for Life from the Ford Motor Company, and he's been telling us all about this recently concluded campaign, all designed to help teens become better drivers and safety drivers. Before that hard network break at the bottom of the hour, we were talking about speeding. In 2012, speeding was a factor in almost half, 48% of the crashes that killed 15 to 20-year-old drivers. And this is certainly true for adult drivers as well. I mean, if you're driving very, very fast and you're in an accident, the odds of your survival are significantly diminished. And the point I was trying to make, Jim, is you have to be a really seasoned driver and a professionally trained driver, in all honesty. I'm a big proponent of some of the professional driving schools out there to even think about driving very, very fast, because stuff happens so quickly, and if you don't have the experience or the know-how, you can get into serious trouble.
You know, you're exactly right. And, you know, we like to say, if you want to go fast, you know, go get trained, go to a driving school. We have a professional drag racing, Courtney Force, who works with us on the issue around speeding. You know, they do it on a track. They do it around an environment where there's resources and they're trained. But, you know, for newly licensed drivers, if they were to slow down 5 miles per hour, same with adults, you have much better chance if something happens around you. One of the exercises we take them through is hazard recognition. So we will put them in a car, and we will have them basically push the accelerator down, maybe go 30, 40 miles an hour, and there's three green lights, and two of them go red, and they have to make an abrupt lane change. And it simulates something happened in front of them. So the bottom line, if they're going a little bit slower, they can tend to be able to react better, and if they're speeding, there's just less time to react. So the outcomes are going to be worse. Speeding is a hard one to get your hands around. We know parents do it too, and it's really a tough one, but you just really need to slow down just a little bit, and it can make a huge difference.
Let's talk about texting. This is a problem you see, you know, every day. When I'm stuck in traffic and looking around, I'm always looking at cars. I admit it, no matter where I am, I'm always looking at cars on the street and parking lots, parked to the curb. I'm always checking out people's rides. And sometimes, you know, you can't help but notice when you see somebody with their mobile device up on their steering wheel at a traffic light and texting. And if they're doing it there, chances are they're doing it in motion as well.
That's exactly right. Young people in particular like to text. We have seen some research that shows that the newer drivers are doing it less. I think you'll see a lot of adults do that, more of the handheld, talk on the phone type of thing.
Mm-hmm.
But the bottom line is, you can't do two things well at once. You know, we'll put them in an exercise in a car where we'll say, okay, go through the cones, and, you know, you're not distracted, and there's signs and different things. They do a great job. Then we ask them to text something while they're driving. And guess what? They either go really slow, and that means they would get hit from behind or all kinds of things similar to that, or they do or the text obviously makes no sense. So the bottom line is, we try to show them that you can't do two things well at once. If you want to drive, drive. If you want to text, do texting somewhere else. But you can't do it in a car while you're driving. That's the bottom line.
And so true.
So we try really hard to focus on that. And I think there has been good progress made in that. There's a lot of bans within states, although there's a lot of debate about whether bans work or not. Enforcement's difficult. We know a lot of police officers that have a hard time, you know, enforcing this, because sometimes it's hard to see. But it is a real problem. I think the good news is it's getting a little bit better. There's technology in cars now to block a lot of the different things, and there's aftermarket technology. So there's a lot of things for parents if they want to go out there and look for it. Making progress, but still a long ways to go.
Let's talk about passengers. When it comes to teens having extra passengers in the vehicle, it can really lead to some pretty disastrous results. Tell us about the study findings when it comes to having extra passengers, and in particular extra kids in the car, or people of the same age in the car with the young driver.
Well, actually, if you look at the statistics of when distractions are ranked, you having an additional passenger in a right-hand seat is one of the most distracting things that can happen for a teen, especially if it's another teen. So graduated driver's licensing laws, which are in almost all the states now, prohibit, at least for the first 6 months in most cases, they're all different by states, that has to be a parent. But if you're a parent and you have a newly licensed teen and you have a lot of teens in that car, you need to be worried. You need to limit the number of passengers. They need to stay focused. Things around peer pressure. We see it all the time. So one thing a parent can do is make sure that if the teen is driving, they have to drive within, obviously, the laws of GDL. But after that, limit the number of passengers, because that is a huge distraction, and all the research shows that. So it shows that. More so than a cell phone in many cases.
Mm. And, Jim, it's really interesting that millennials in their car purchasing tend to like to buy vehicles that can carry lots of people, which is different from the generation that I grew up in, which we were interested in how the vehicle looked. So it used to be like two's company, three's a crowd. You know, the number one thing was the styling of the vehicle, how it looked. But today's millennials enjoy having those extra folks along. So this is another reason why parents should listen to what we're saying right now and keep your kids out of a situation where they're carrying a lot of teen passengers along. And speaking of talking to your teen, I know you encourage very much more communication between the parents and the teens on an ongoing basis.
Well, that's correct. Research shows that teens, and not only even preteens, are watching the parents as they drive. So the examples the parents set early on are going to be the ones the teens pick up. But I think it's very important that the parent works with the teens. We have great resources on our website, which is drivingskillsforlife.com. I would encourage every parent to go through the area called the Academy. It's about an hour-long session that goes through all these things we've been talking about. And if they can do it with the teen and show they care, there's also a pledge they can sign about five or six things they aren't going to do. You know, those types of things really do matter. I mean, we have professional drivers that come out and talk to them. In many cases, they'll listen to them a lot more than their parents. We know it's a difficult task to talk to teens about this. But it's like anything else in life. The more the parents are engaged, the better off the teen's going to be. And so there's a lot of resources, and I would encourage them to go to training on our website. Also, we will have up all of our locations where we're going to be next year, all around the United States, probably in mid-November. So we may be coming to a community near you for our hands-on program. I would encourage them to take advantage of ours or any other program that comes to town, you know, and basically take them out, too. And you know, they are the primary instructor for the teens, let's face it. So they really need to take an active role in that.
Absolutely. And I know as we conclude National Teen Driver Safety Week, you guys have come up with a great thing for parents, parents across the country, to join the Five to Drive campaign. Number one is no drinking and driving. Set a good example by not driving after drinking, because, again, kids soak all this stuff up. When we come back on the other side, we'll run down the other four elements of this campaign and finish up with Jim Graham, Director of Driving Skills for Life for the Ford Motor Company. Don't go away. We're coming back with lots more.
Minds think alike. The network for the independent minded. The Genesis Communications Network. GCN.
Are you looking for a free investment newsletter to enhance your portfolio, or need some guidance to help you generate more profits? For over 20 years, Bob Rainier has been providing the free Financial Intelligence Report. This is the best darn free investment newsletter you have ever seen. The InvestYourself.com newsletter provides expert advice, financial resources, plus investment strategies unlike any other. This one-of-a-kind newsletter has produced fantastic returns for its readers since its inception, and Bob will continue to do the same for years to come. If you are looking to step up your financial portfolio, then look no further. And simply go to InvestYourself.com. 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 That's InvestYourself.com.
Hi, this is Steve Sanchez, and based on a recent study, it was found that 57 million Americans had legal issues over the last 12 months, but only 60% of those studied sought out the services of a lawyer. Why? In a nutshell, affordability. Well, my friends at Legal Shield have created a solution that can help you not if, but when you need an attorney. For as little as $17 per month, Legal Shield will provide you unlimited access to qualified attorneys at an accomplished law firm for advice and counsel on legal issues, no matter how serious or trivial. For over 40 years and with 1.4 million families across North America, Legal Shield can help you, the loyal GCN listener. Representatives are standing by now to answer your questions, so call them now at 1-855-340-SAVE. That's 1-855-340-7283, or visit them at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com.
Results will vary from case to case.
The experts at Web.com want to build your business a successful website for free, just like we did for these current Web.com customers.
We've used and looked at other website designers, but there's nobody better than Web.com.
Web.com can build your website in as little as 7 days free. Plus, we'll promote it on all the major search engines like Google, Yahoo, and Bing. If after 30 days you're happy, we'll continue to provide promotion, hosting, support, and maintenance, all for one low monthly fee. If not, cancel and pay nothing.
If you're in business today and you don't have a web presence, you won't be taken seriously.
Call right now and you'll also get a free .com or .net domain name for your new website powered by VeriSign, the world's leading domain name provider.
Call 800-297-0154. That's 800-297-0154.
No upfront charge for site build, after which ongoing fees apply. Rights to site are relinquished when canceled. Domain included during active service, after which fees apply.
That's 800-297-0154.
With autumn in the air, it's time to think about getting ready for winter. And it's time to save at HerbalHealer.com. You'll find amazing seasonal savings to prepare you for the fight against cold and flu season. Like Oregacillin to promote lung health. 30 capsules, regularly $34.95, now only $25. HHA Olive Leaf, a natural antiviral, normally $16.95, now 60 capsules are just $12. HHA Elderberry Power, a great flu and virus fighter, regularly $16.95, 60 capsules. Now $10. Save on all our homeopathic detoxes. Choose from lungs, kidney, liver, brain, libido, or whole body. Normally $26.95, now just $20. Visit HerbalHealer.com and click on the Fall Winter Specials button to save on all our natural cold and flu fighting products. Also explore our Herbal Healer Academy correspondence courses that teach you how to handle your health naturally. HerbalHealer.com, healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.
Giving your radio a broadcasted tune-up. This is Auto World, and your host, Bob Long.
We're back, and we thank you very much for being here. Jim Graham joins us, the Director of Driving Skills for Life for the Ford Motor Company. And we've also got in the on-deck circle swinging that lead bat. Yeah, he's going to be up next. Don Jones from the oldcarguys.com is going to be telling us part two of the Preston Tucker story. What an amazing story that is indeed. But before the break, we were talking about this campaign that just recently concluded about teen driver safety. We had a week-long awareness, and Jim, yeah, you guys decided to put forth a little bit of a unique partnership between the teens and the adults, the parents across the country, to join the Five to Drive campaign. Number one on that list is No Drinking and Driving, Set a Good Example. Number two, buckle up every trip, every time, front seat and back.
That's correct. That's a very basic one. That can save a lot of lives. There's other ones on there too, obviously. But all those are good, and there's a lot of different types of those type of agreements around.
Mm-hmm.
We have one on our website. We encourage parents and teen to both read it over and sign it, whether it's a pledge on our website or somebody else's. The key is agree to some of these basic things, and then try to make sure that you continue to, you know, adopt those things that you've signed up for.
So true. Absolutely. Well, let's make sure and give out your website, and I want to congratulate you on the tremendous work that you continue to do every week of the year. You guys are out there doing stuff.
We appreciate that. Our website is drivingskillsforlife.com. And I would encourage parents and teens to go to the area called the Academy, spend an hour, go through it, also sign the pledge, and then look at current events and see where we're going to be at, because next year we're going to have about 20 stops around the U.S., and that's our hands-on program, and that's a great opportunity to learn hands-on from professional driver instructors. And, Bob, I want to thank you for having us.
Absolutely. We'll have to do this again soon, Jim. Thank you very much for your time here today.
Thank you.
We move from Jim Graham, the director of Driving Skills for Life, to one of our regular contributors here on the broadcast, and we're going to take some telephone calls as well in this hour, 855-660-4261. We've got Bill very patiently in New York hanging on, and Bill, we will get to you, but we've got to catch up here with Don Jones, President and CEO of the Old Car Guys, the website, oldcarguys.com, and the television program and soon-to-be radio feature. How are you doing there, Don?
Well, we're doing great, Bob. Another great sunny afternoon here in Missouri.
That's wonderful. The last time you were with us, we started to tell folks about the amazing story of a gentleman named Preston Tucker who had just a lot of really great ideas and wanted to build an automobile that was really going to change the world. The time was the late 1940s, and this vehicle unfortunately never made it into production, but when they go over the block today at major auctions, these are worth millions of dollars. Preston Tucker was an unusual gentleman, and certainly his vehicle was way ahead of its time.
Absolutely true. Mr. Tucker basically came out of World War II. He had some successes building turrets for the B-25 and other aircraft, and also with the manufacturer of Higginbotham boats out of New Orleans. So he was primed to go into business and primed for a country that had finally recovered from the Depression and had literally millions of servicemen coming back that were going to be looking for jobs, cars, and houses. And Mr. Tucker felt that he was going to at least be able to fill one of those needs.
No question about it. I mean, he was a very ambitious and ingenious gentleman. When you look at some of the features that this Tucker automobile that he put together had for its day, I mean, it was really ahead of its time. Its engine was quite unique. He also had a lot of safety features, including that center-mounted headlight that when you took a corner, it actually followed you into the corner. He even thought about durability, that the front seat and the back seat could be rotated interchangeably to save on wear. This guy had a lot of great ideas.
I did. Even the positioning of things like the steering box was behind the front axle to give the driver a little bit more protection in case of a front-end accident. Padded dashes. He had all the instruments within reach of the driver. There wasn't a need to be reaching almost halfway or all the way across the dashboard to work on the radio or to operate any type of switches. He was using shatterproof glass. He had a the windshield had the ability to pop out in time of a collision. He actually wanted to put seatbelts in a car, but a lot of people felt that that was too much like a race car, and there was a resistance to putting safety features like seatbelts in the cars, and I think it remained that same until the late 50s and early 60s.
When we go back to Preston Tucker's early years, he was a Michigan guy, and I know he had some experience selling cars as a young man.
Right, he did. He started selling cars up in Michigan, and I believe he was selling Cadillacs. He was so good at it, he ended up going to Memphis, Tennessee, and became a general manager of a company down there. I was making so much money and was still had this need for speed, started attending the Indianapolis 500s and hooked up with a fellow by the name of Miller and started developing race cars for the Indy 500.
And what a great name to hook up with. Harry Miller built so many Indy 500 winning engines. And I know that early company there that he formed with Preston Tucker built lots of cool souped-up vehicles and some great engines.
Absolutely. He hooked up with Henry Miller in 1935. They formed this Miller and Tucker Company, and they actually started building cars for Henry Ford's out of the Ford V8 engines, which was the engine that beat for the late 1930s and into the 1940s, and did pretty well. The problems were the steering boxes had a tendency to overheat and lock up, but other developers took those ideas and they became, or they stayed, a car to beat up until about 1948.
Absolutely. And the other thing we should point out is something I didn't know. After Harry Miller's death in 1943, Tucker moved back to Michigan, intending to start his own auto company. He soon began working on and designing a narrow wheelbase armored combat car for the U.S. government. I had no idea that he was involved in that.
Oh, yeah. The problem with the car, though, is it did 115 miles an hour, and the current wisdom of the U.S. Army at the time is that they couldn't really see a reason to be going across the battlefield quite that fast. So it was rejected, unfortunately. But the turret in that car actually was the prototype for the turret in aircrafts later on.
No kidding. What a great story. After World War II, and my dad was a World War II vet, so I grew up with a lot of these stories, but you know, the big three here in the U.S., the big auto manufacturers, they shut down production to help build the war machinery that was needed. So by the time World War II was over, folks back here in America were really aching and longing for new car designs, because a lot of car designs just basically were in install mode for quite a number of years. When we come back, we'll talk about what Preston Tucker presented in the late 1940s with this future car with a lot of innovative technology. Wait till you hear about this technology. It's all going to be happening straight ahead right here as Auto World continues.
Listening to GCN, proudly sponsored by UnseenNow.com. Lock down your digital life at UnseenNow.com. This is GCN.
Haynes, the worldwide leader in vehicle repair information for over 50 years, is now available in an electronic format. With Haynes Manuals Online, you'll get all the trusted content of a Haynes printed manual, but with added features including over 750 color photographs, color wiring diagrams, and videos to help you do the job right. They're formatted for all electronic devices with over 180 titles to choose from. Every Haynes Manual Online is written based on a complete teardown and rebuild of the vehicle. Be sure to check out Haynes.com.
Hi, I'm Joan London, and if you're worried about your parent or a loved one living alone like I was, and you want reliable senior care information, then call A Place for Mom, the nation's largest senior living referral service. With one phone call, you'll get free information on assisted living, Alzheimer's care, nursing homes, even important financial information. It's a free service, so call now.
Call now, 800-582-7585, 800-582-7585.
I will never forget the day my son Jeremy told me he hated me and slammed the door in my face. I'm behavioral therapist Janet Lehman. Behavior problems can turn the child you love and your life into a nightmare. That's why my husband James and I created the Total Transformation, the step-by-step program that shows you how to fix the worst behavior problems and get your child to respect and listen to you again. No matter what the behavior, defiance, backtalk, angry outbursts, disrespect, we can help you stop it. Now you can get the Total Transformation for free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. You can keep it forever for free.
Limited number of free programs available. Call now, 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595. That's 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595.
A little over a year ago, I began to do a lot of research into why, even though I had a pretty good-sized meal, that I was still starving. And my research led me to a well-known fact that most of the soils that we grow our crops on here in the United States and across the industrialized world are almost completely depleted of almost all of the key minerals and trace elements that our bodies need to rebuild themselves, fight off cancer, and be healthy. I then searched out the best vitamin and mineral company out there and discovered Youngevity. The Youngevity products are designed to give you the real nutrition you need, and once you've got that, you don't have to eat as much to be satisfied. I've lost 37 pounds in 2 months, simply getting the vitamins and minerals I need. Check it out for yourself. It's incredible. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com today and order your first canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Complete Multivitamin Mineral Complex Dietary Supplement. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.
At 30dayfoodsupply.com, you can now purchase a one-of-a-kind product not available anywhere else, a meatless burger dry mix in four delicious flavors. With our new Oregon Trail Foods vegan burgers, all you do is add water and fry. They need no refrigeration. They're packaged in Mylar bags with an oxygen absorber for a long shelf life. They're non-GMO. They're gluten, soy, nut, and chemical-free, but they're loaded with flavor and a good source of carbs and protein, yet low in sodium. Flavors include Italian, spicy Mexican, six vegetable, and black bean olive. Go to 30dayfoodsupply.com or call 541-229-0010 and order today. Eat them every day, take them camping, or save them for an emergency. Check them out at 30dayfoodsupply.com and click on the vegan burger icon. That's 30dayfoodsupply.com, where all of our products are produced in Oregon by Oregon Trail Foods. 30dayfoodsupply.com.
Hi, I'm Jay Leno, and you're listening to Auto World with Bob Long.
Watch out there, how you drive that Cadillac there. I'm telling you, ain't that a fine machine?
Welcome back, everybody. Thank you so much for joining us here on Auto World. My name is Bob Long, and we've got the old car guy himself, Mr. Don Jones, with us, who is telling us all about the amazing story of Preston Tucker. We also have Bill in New York standing by. And Bill, if we don't get to you in this hour, we're going to take you as caller number one in hour number two of the broadcast, guaranteed. So please hang with us. But in the meantime, folks, I want to tell you about a great event coming up. If you're traveling or if you live in Sarasota, Florida, Allman Brothers Band guitarist, Grammy Award winner Dickie Betts and his band, Great Southern, are having a charity event coming up on Saturday, November 1st at the Robarts Arena, benefiting Caring for Children's Charities and Toys for Tots. Proceeds benefit disadvantaged children in Sarasota and Manatee counties in Florida. Bring a toy that evening and receive a chance to win a $100 gift certificate from a great restaurant in downtown Sarasota called Salute and other fabulous opportunities. Doors open at 5:30. VIP tables of six are available. The cost of that is $800 for the table, and other sponsorship opportunities are available. The event starts with a barbecue dinner with all the fixings, 5:30 p.m. to 7:30 p.m. Showtime is at 8. $20 per person in advance includes the barbecue dinner until 7:30 p.m. $25 per person at the door includes the barbecue dinner until 7:30 p.m. as well. Or you can go all the way, get the VIP ticket, $100 per person, and you get the barbecue dinner and more. For more information, go to my pals at philsgang.com, philsgang.com, and click on the Dickie Betts graphic. We go back with John Don Jones to the years following World War II, 1948, and this was a really interesting time in American history, and the automakers were retooling for all new products, and Tucker recognized this and set his sights on designing a safety car with innovative features, a lot of these taken from aircraft. Tell us, Don, about some of these innovative, futuristic features.
Right. Preston approved the first designs for what was at that time known as the Tucker Torpedo on the 31st December of 1946. Obviously, since we're coming out of a war, the word torpedo is probably something you don't want to associate with a car. So he came to Chucker 48. And, it appeared in a Science Illustrated magazine in the December 46 issue with all the different features on it, including hydraulic disc brakes. It used a helicopter engine. It was well over 342 inches, as I remember. And he wanted to give create a car that was going to put out at least 140 horsepower. This was a time that you were getting somewhere between 60 to 90 horsepower out of most cars.
Yeah, so tremendous leap in power, and it was an aerodynamic vehicle, as you say, rear engine, that helicopter engine, rear wheel drive. We've already told folks about the headlamp, the Senator Martin headlamp that moved with the steering wheel. The vehicle also had a perimeter frame surrounding the vehicle for crash protection, as well as a roll bar integrated into the roof. Lots of great things were done in the area of safety. As you said, padded dash, the instrument panel and all controls were in easy reach of the steering wheel. The windshield was made of shatterproof glass, and as you said earlier, designed to pop out in a collision. And the car's parking brake actually had a separate key so it could be locked in place to present and protect theft, protect
right.
the vehicle from theft. So that is really cool. Even the doors, the way that the doors extended into the roof to ease entry and exit, and the door releases on the interior of the Tucker actually came from another famous vehicle, the Lincoln Zephyr.
Right. Yeah, steering columns came out of Fords. They were used in the 41 Lincoln. Held the patent on the collapsible steering column. We didn't start seeing those in American cars or the big three cars until the 1960s.
So true. Fuel injection, talk about way ahead of its time. Self-sealing tubeless tires, direct drive, torque converter transmission. And it's absolutely amazing when you stop and think about all of the stuff that this vehicle had. What happened? Tell folks a little bit about what happened to this dream of Preston Tucker and why this vehicle didn't take off. It seems many people speculated that the other car companies kind of put the kibosh on this. Tell us a little bit about what you found in your research.
Well, the research basically, most of it comes back to the fact that there was an influence by a certain Michigan congressman, possibly due to influence from one or more of the big three. That was pretty well hinted on in the movie. I think it was called The Tucker Man and His Times, or The Tucker mm-hmm. Automobile, or whatever. It came out in the 80s. That movie's pretty accurate to the history of both Tucker and the automobile. What Tucker was able to do was he was able to get a hold of a building in a complex of 475 acres. It was the Dodge Chicago Aircraft Engine Plant. And he got it through the War Assets Administration. It was on kind of a contingency that he had to raise a certain amount of money within about 6 months. He signed a lease in July of 46 with a contingency of that lease that he had to raise $15 million in capital by 1947. Now, Tucker, by March of 47, had raised $17,000 in stock issue. And keep in mind, that's about $179.5 million in a day's money. So obviously when you raise that kind of money, you start getting a look from the government. He did some things that may or may not have been ethical at the time. He sold dealerships and distributorships throughout the company, even before he had a car to sell. And he made other money by selling accessories, including the radio, the luggage rack, seat covers, all these things that were options at the time. and he came up with another $2 million that way. So he was pretty well flush, as we like to say here in St. Louis, by the time March of 47 came around. But also, he was getting scrutiny by the SEC, and this is what kind of brought down the company.
Yeah, it's really a fascinating story. And when you look at all the time that Preston put in to prove the roadworthiness of this cars, his engineers ran several cars at the Indianapolis Motor Speedway in endurance tests. And he really went 110% into this. It's an amazing vehicle. Originally it was going to be called the Tucker Torpedo, but because of bad memories of World War II, it was called the Tucker 48. Today, all these years later, there were about 52 or so built. Is that the final tally?
Well, it's a hard number to really pin down. There could be as many as 58. There's this so-called Tucker convertible prototype that could be the 58th Tucker. A lot of people refer to it as a clone or even a counterfeit. So it was getting a lot of publicity, and it's kind of fallen off the radar screen. I try to run that down, but there's no really new information about the car for the last 2 years, so that's kind of off the radar for right now. There were a total of 51 Tuckers built. 16 of them after the plant closed down, or production line closed down. And then there may have been six or so of them put together from the parts that were just around the factory. And these may or may not have been put together years later. There's some history on it. There's a lot of speculation and a lot of finger-pointing and name-calling that's in that particular community. And since I'm not the guy that has a dog in a fight, I don't like to take sides in those things. I'm just trying to report the facts, report the information, and let people read about it, sort it out themselves, Bob.
Absolutely. Preston Tucker, what a great story. I think we'll revisit this one again because there's just so much to talk about down the road. But in the meantime, everybody check out theoldcarguys.com. Don Jones, thanks for your time here today. That's going to do it for this hour of Auto World. I'm Bob Long. Thanks so much for being here.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
We the People grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. Is capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Ted Anderson, I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.